Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you with us whenever you tune in to hear all of our incredible guests featured here exclusively on CUTV News Radio. Thank you for joining us right now. It is Tuesday, April 30th, 2019, final day of April, and we can't believe that May is at our doorstep, but we hope you're having a great 2019. It is 1 p.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center, noon Central, and it is great to have you with us wherever you are across the United States, Canada, and internationally. You know, somebody who's also having a phenomenal 2019, and it's because of the dedication and the passion that he and his staff have and the company, and of course, because of what they do. I was just talking to Dr. Paul Pierce, and a good friend of CUTV News Radio Live. We've done several different shows with him here exclusively on our broadcast series. But also I had this unique and very special and exclusive opportunity to fly down to the Houston area and visit the incredible lab, Nova Biologicals, that is in Conroe, Texas. And he is the CEO and president and director of this incredible company. And I just can't say enough about it. I've been telling so many people about it. And just before we went live on the air, we're having a phenomenal conversation about how things are so busy for them there in the Houston area at Nova because of the work that they do. I mean, they test, you know, our water and our air and our foods and our medicines and medical devices and more with toxicity and bacteria and a whole host of other microbials and things that can really injure us and sometimes even kill us. The work that he's doing is like God's work, and I was just telling him that because it's not only work that affects our lives today, it's work that affects us in the future and future generations. So it is like legacy work that he and his team are doing. And these are experts. We're talking about people who have a breadth of experience and a wealth of years put in. While in Houston, I was able to also meet some of Dr. Pierce's clients, major clients, as well as small clients, some from school systems, some from companies, who all had tremendous results and experience that is unlike any other with Dr. Pierce and his team, and great success. And so that's a great thing. I just wanted to plug that in there before we get going as we are continuing our exclusive series with Dr. Pierce as part of our exclusive series. And we're very honored to have him with us for this weekly series on Tuesdays at 1 Eastern. I just can't say enough about Nova and about Dr. Pierce and the work that he's doing. And it's intricate work. You know, it's really detailed work. But we are all for the better as a result of the work of Nova Biologicals. And I'm happily a testimonial, having actually personally visited the facility, saw the operation, met everybody. Just really amazing work and wonderful people too, really caring. Dr. Pierce, his wife I met, their team, really just great, great people. Today we're going to talk about something that I was teasing Dr. Pierce about just beforehand, how we can really talk for probably 3 hours, if not more, about the topic for today's show, which is what's in your drinking water? That's right. Question that many, many people have. So then they go to the plastic bottled water, and that's not always the best either that they're finding out. Let's welcome Dr. Pierce back to CUTV News Radio Live as we continue our series. Just want to remind you, you can go back in our archives. You can hear all the episodes of all of our shows that are on demand for your listening pleasure. You can share the links with family, friends, and colleagues as well. And they're available 24/7, 365. So the question is, what's in your drinking water? This affects all of us. As we welcome back Dr. Paul Pierce to CU TV News Radio Live. Dr. Pierce, a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for joining us again, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. I really appreciate the kind words and the introduction, and it's a real pleasure to be back to talk about drinking water and the importance of it. So I've really been looking forward to today and being able to discuss this and inform and encourage your listeners to be fully aware of the drinking water and things that might be harmful to them, and also just to encourage them and reassure them that the drinking water from public water systems in the United States is safe, and there are potential problems with private wells sometimes, but generally our drinking water is safe. But we're going to be able to talk about today some of those things that create problems for special groups of people in our country and in the world, and we can talk about those, and we can discuss the impact that drinking water has on our society and on the importance of our future. So I'm really pleased to be here. Always nice to speak with you about all of these important matters. So
absolutely.
I'm excited. I'm ready to be here.
Yes.
Ready to go.
Yeah, you're always ready to go, and you were born ready, and that's why you're so successful and why your company is so busy, and people come to you because of the expertise, that passion, enthusiasm, and also the trust in the work that you do. We learned so much about the science behind identifying microorganisms last week. And for those who may not have been listening, Dr. Pierce told us about how Nova Biologicals is instrumental in dealing with the renewed threat of Legionnaire's disease and other water contamination problems. Dr. Pierce, if you can, share with us a little bit about the water sample testing and how Nova actually helps its clients solve their contaminated water issues.
Sure. I'd be happy to. I'll tell you a quick story, which is always a reminder to me of the importance of safe drinking water, the issues surrounding problems that are created when the drinking water is not safe. As you mentioned, we're located in Texas, and we're down on the Gulf Coast, and we have a hurricane blow through here periodically, and those hurricanes will typically cause many problems for public water systems. And a couple of the most recent ones are over the last 10 years or so, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, Hurricane Ike, when they came through our part of the country, many water supplies were compromised. Many problems developed because the floodwaters and the hurricane waters contaminated the drinking water supply. And what we realized is that really not anything happens. Nobody goes to work. Nobody goes to school. We can't wash clothes. We can't cook our food. Can't take a bath until we have good, safe drinking water. And we see that every time there's some sort of major weather event or some sort of flooding event or a problem with the public drinking water. And our testing helps these public water systems and help private well owners determine if their water is contaminated. Now, the hurricanes are unique events usually, but there's also the possibility and likelihood that from time to time a private well will become contaminated or a public water system might become contaminated as a result of mechanical failure or some other particular problem with the water system. But our testing allows people to have confidence in the fact of the security or the quality of their drinking water. And so when we are involved on the drinking water side, we are really looking at those bacteria, parasites, viruses, those microorganisms that can make us sick and can impair our workaday world. And so when we get a water sample in to test it for Now, let's just say we're going to test it for bacteria and test it for the most common type of bacteria. We receive water samples into the laboratory. They're in special containers, which we provide to the client, to the customer, to the public water system or the private well owner. We provide those special sterile bottles, and those samples are submitted back to us or given back to us for testing. And then we test for what we call pathogenic or pathogen indicators. We're looking for indicator bacteria that shows whether or not the water has been contaminated with fecal or material or with sewage or runoff from construction site or other source. We test it for these indicator bacteria, the coliform, what we call coliform bacteria. We test for both total coliform and fecal coliform. And if those bacteria are present in the water, then that means it's unsuitable for drinking. By national standards, drinking water should have no coliform bacteria in it. And so it's a real challenge to maintain that quality. And then we in turn test it to make sure that it is coliform free. So most public water systems all public water systems will test their water periodically to see if there are any coliform bacteria, and especially fecal coliforms. Another term for fecal coliforms is E. coli. I think most of us are familiar with E. coli in water, E. coli in food, the problems with contaminated produce, E. coli that's contaminated produce, and then drinking water that's contaminated with coliform. So we do, NOVA does, 8,000 to 10,000 coliform samples a month. And so we are specifically working with public water systems and private well owners to determine whether or not their water is safe to drink. And the coliform test, it's the most commonly test performed on drinking water, but that's the indicator of whether or not the water system or the water sample is contaminated with harmful bacteria. If coliforms are there, then there's a potential for disease. And then once those coliforms are detected, then treatment of the water system has to be aggressive and has to be such that a clean water system or an uncontaminated water sample is submitted to NOVA for testing. So that's the coliform. That's our pathogenic indicator. It's a very common test throughout the country. It's one of the most common tests performed on drinking water. There are others that are equally important. And, for example, strep. We've heard of streptococcus and enterococcus. These are different types of bacteria, but they also indicate whether or not the water is contaminated with fecal material or with sewage. And that's those particular tests are very important under very special circumstances, because they can be not only cause the stomach bug, but they can also, if they're in the water, they can also contaminate or cause wound infections. If you happen to bathe in it or work in it, those particular bacteria can cause pretty severe skin infections and wound infections. So that's kind of what we do a lot of, and it's one of the tests that many people have done periodically and pretty routinely so that they have confidence in the water that they're drinking, that they're feeding their children, they're giving their children to drink. And so that's the really the common test. The other reason for doing that type of testing, and this is something I'd like to encourage all the listeners to be particularly aware of, is that these coliform bacteria can come from many, many different sources. It's not just human sewage that can contaminate your water, but it can be runoff from your yard. It can be runoff from a ditch out in front of the house. It can be contaminated by birds. Water can become contaminated by birds and by other animals that might defecate or might poop in the water, and that contaminates the surface water and potentially can contaminate well water. So it's important for not only to know whether it's coliform free, but you also to know, well, if it has coliforms in it, then where did they come from? How do we solve the problem? And so that's another thing of our part of our business is if somebody has a positive sample for coliforms, then we help them resolve the problem and work with them to develop a remediation process for that contaminated well. So that on the drinking water side is probably the most common test and one we get the most questions about. And we bring samples in from all over the country. So if anybody's interested in having their water tested, just look us up on the web and we can send you a sample collection kit and all of the supplies that you need to collect the sample along with instructions on how to collect the sample. And then you can send the sample back to us and we can test it and then send you the report. So we have that ability. We bring water samples in from 44 different states in the U.S. And so we have a good rapport with UPS. So it's
Absolutely. A lot of samples. You know, they say that while water may look clean, as you're saying and so eloquently sharing with our audience, there may be unseen dangers hiding and lurking within it. What other potential threats hide in our drinking water? I know some are chemicals, such as we're talking about runoff and sewage, things of that nature, runoff near manufacturing plants, as, of course, one very well-known case is the tragic case of Flint, Michigan, a few years back.
Right. Well, a couple of things that come to mind, and we see this particularly in the summertime. You know, we're coming up on the summer season, and it can be a real problem for people who like water sports, water activities, like to go swimming, like to go play in the splash pads, the water parks all over the country. Most of these water parks now and splash pads and swimming pools are testing their water for the presence of a parasite, actually two parasites. One is Giardia, which is a particular type of parasite that causes particularly in children, causes very severe stomach upset and cramps and just a real bad pukey feeling, if you will, when you're infected with or infested with Giardia. And then the other one is Cryptosporidium. That is a microorganism, and that particular microorganism is found in cattle. And so if you're close to a ranch or a feedlot or someplace where there's a potential for cattle sewage to contaminate your water, then there's a risk of Cryptosporidium being in that water. So there's great interest now in these water parks, splash pads, swimming pools to test for Cryptosporidium and Giardia. And that's an important thing to do because children love to play in the water. And quite frankly, some children may be infected or infested with these two particular microorganisms, but they may also say if they have a dirty diaper and they get in that water, then they're going to contaminate it for everybody else. And that's the reason that those water parks have to be so diligent in making sure that the disinfectant level is high enough to kill these particular microorganisms. So here we've got we've got bacteria, we've got the E. coli, we've got Shigella. That's another type of bacteria that causes gastrointestinal or stomach problems. We have Salmonella. You know, we've heard about Salmonella for years, about contaminated food, but it can also contaminate water. Salmonella and Shigella can come right along with E. coli. So if you have E. coli that's in your water, then there's a risk of having Salmonella or Shigella in it. So we have the bacteria, we have the protozoa, like the Giardia and the Cryptosporidium. We also have viruses. There are certain types of viruses. Surprisingly enough, we just finished a study, probably been a couple of years now, but for a particular type of enteric virus. And we even found those viruses in well water in the central part of the U.S. And so these were private wells, and these viruses were found at fairly deep wells. So that really surprised us. So we're just trying to get the word out to make sure people do the proper disinfection and monitoring of those wells. Another particular organism I think some people would be interested in, especially those who swim in ponds or tanks, there are certain types of algae. And we've all seen algae blooms, particularly in the spring and summertime. There's certain types of algae that produce a toxic material. And these algae, or these toxins produced by these algae, can be very debilitating, can make you very sick. So you know, we've got the whole gamut, the whole range here of bacteria, protozoa, viruses, algae, worms. We've heard of roundworms and hookworms. They can be in the water also. So it's a battle out there to make sure that we have a good clean drinking water. So that's kind of the micro side of it. We could go on and on about which ones are the worst and which ones you don't want to have. But I can tell you don't want to have any of them if you can possibly avoid them, because they can lay you low and make you feel bad for a long time if you happen to develop an infection or develop a problem with whether it's E. coli or Salmonella or Shigella or Salmonella typhosa or Clostridium botulinum. All of those microorganisms can be in the drinking water, and you just don't want to mess with those. You want to know, you want to test your water to make sure that it's clean and that all of the potential harmful bacteria and parasites and viruses have been killed, have been eliminated from the drinking water.
I mean, the biological contaminants, you guys work on that in droves, really, on a daily and monthly basis and test for them. In addition to that, there is radiation contamination that sometimes we don't even think about. Tell us a bit about things like that, radon, and what to look out for when it comes to that as well.
Sure. Well, these chemicals, particularly the radioactive chemicals like radon, they are naturally occurring in the Earth's crust, in the soil and in the rock, in the Earth. And this radon is generally at low levels. The radon really doesn't create a problem very often for people, but in certain parts of the country, in certain parts of the world, there are higher levels of radon in the soil, and that radioactivity, that those radioactive chemicals like radon can get into the water, and you can have radon present not only in the air, but you can also have it present in the drinking water. And people need to be really aware of that. Like I say, what I would encourage people to do, if they have any questions about radioactivity or radon in their community, then go to their health department, go to the state health department or the EPA, federal agencies, and just say, okay, what's the radon situation for Conroe, Texas, or for wherever you live? What's the radon level here? Is that a problem? There's not really much you can do about it if you live in a high radon area other than just the ventilation and making sure that that there's very little radon in the air that you breathe. The air and the radon in the water, not a lot you can do about it at this point. So I just need to be aware of it and take best corrective measures that you can.
Exactly. You know, I mentioned in the introduction how sometimes people worrying about what's in their water won't drink the tap water and things of that nature from the house and other sources, so they buy bottled water. In your professional opinion, are these better and most brands better than tap water or not? And then what things do you think should consumers look for to make the best choice? Because I know there's controversy about bottled water lately and the plastic and all of that. So tell us a little bit about your feelings on all of that with bottled water.
Well, that's a great question. We do get a lot of questions about bottled water. And the bottled water industry is regulated. So companies who bottle water have to adhere to certain state and federal regulations. So there's some level of confidence there in that they do have to comply with those regulations. However, bottled water typically is minimally processed. In other words, it's water that may just have the chlorine taken out of it or just minimally treated. And so you have to be very careful about the source. Where did read the label. Where was the water from? Where did it come from? And then read up a little bit on who the company is that's selling it, because they have a financial stake in the quality of that water. And then I recommend to people to look at the label or look online and say, okay, find out what the total dissolved solid TDS level is in this water that I'm going to buy. And then if the TDS is say over 150 or over 200, then I'd be very cautious about buying it, because that means it has a lot of minerals in it, and it may not be as good for you as if the water were a little bit softer, if it were, if the TDS, total dissolved solids, was 50 or 75. So those are two things that really recommend. Look at the source water and look and see what the TDS level is. I will say this, and not to disparage any company, but the bottled water that you find that sells for 15 cents a bottle, our experience has been, is worse than tap water. So just be careful. You get what you pay for. And the main bottlers are very diligent about having having a high quality product. But a lot of the cheap, locally bottled water, you do have to be careful of, because quite frankly, I mean, there's some people who were packaging bottled water in their garage out of a garden hose, and that was hooked to the public water supply. And that's not good. That's not in compliance. It's illegal. So just have to consider the source. That's kind of my advice there. Consider the source. Where'd the water come from? Who bottled it? What was the original source? And then what is the TDS? What is the total dissolved solids? Generally, I think, the bottled water that you see a lot of kind of all over is good. Those companies are diligent about maintaining the quality. If it's in some cheap looking bottle that's got a label on it that you can't really read, or is not reliable in terms of information, then I wouldn't buy that. You're better off drinking tap water. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. All things to be aware of, to note, to look out for, and be ahead of. And that's, again, another great source of information that you provide our audience, as well as your clients, not only the testing and everything that you do, but also helpful advice, things we can do when we're purchasing products, to really read
right.
labels, ask questions, do your due diligence. It's so important, even with something as simple as buying a bottle of water to hydrate yourself, all very, very important. I want to let folks know they can go to your website. That's Nova, N-O-V-A, T-X, of course, for Texas, novatx.com. Again, www.novatx.com to connect with the team at Nova Biologicals. And it's our pleasure to have this incredible series we're doing. Dr. Pierce will be back with us next week as well as we continue. He's a scientist, an entrepreneur, and the president, CEO, and director of Nova Biologicals, based just north of Houston, and an incredible, incredible operation. Next week, we're going to talk about, we're going to expand on water contamination as well. And Dr. Pierce, thanks for joining us on this episode. It was a real pleasure, always a pleasure speaking with you. Everything you say is so impactful and vital, and you have a way of breaking it down as well in layman's terms so it's easily digestible, no pun intended, and user-friendly for our audience. And we always learn something every time we chat with you. So thanks for being with us on this episode. We look forward to the upcoming episode on May 7th here on CUTV News Radio Live. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Nice talking with you.
You as well. Say hi to everybody there for me. And again, always a pleasure speaking with you as well, Doctor. We'll chat again next week. If you'd like to connect and learn more, go to the website. It's really a fantastic website, too, novatx.com. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time. And stay tuned. In about 30 minutes, another great episode of CUTV News Radio Live is coming up, and more throughout the day. For the entire team here, till then, have a great day, and bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.